Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
Meet your moment of calm. Primally Pure just expanded their Blue Tansy collection, and the new Blue Tansy Body Butter is already a ritual rooted in real life. It's cloud soft, it melts into the skin, and it's made from scratch with real biocompatible ingredients your body actually recognizes. Grass-fed tallow to fortify your skin barrier, mango and shea butters to replenish moisture, and beeswax for a breathable layer of protection. For mornings that feel full, for days that don't go as planned, for moments that seem chaotic, return to calm with skin that feels restored, protected, and buttery soft.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Vinny Secret Show. It's Thursday, October 27th, 2022. Just the four of us in here today. Just Sarah, Vinny, Brinny, and Alex. Alex, you've been very quiet today. You didn't have much to say at all.
Yeah, I was just kind of relaxed. I felt it this morning. I was like, you know what? I'm going to be, you know, just working today. You know, just one of those
hard
days.
Hard worker over there, man.
Yeah, just working hard. And
always happy, though. It's nice that, you know, I see a smile on your face when I think I check in with you. Oh, was that funny? Oh, well, Alex is laughing quietly. So yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, it's always a great way to come in here, you know, come into work for the Sarah and Vinny Show. Is how can you not have a smile on your face, you know?
Oh, listen to you.
Oh, you little
the
kiss
other day.
Ass, you.
I forget the joke,
Alex.
But I looked at both the boys and they were laughing, and I was like, "Oh, look at the guys! They're giggling. That's I did a good job with that one."
And then you
look
over at
what
me,
it
I'm
even
all...
Yeah, that's probably
by
exactly
the way,
what happened. Yeah,
we were talking earlier about tattoos and tramp stamps, and I mentioned Jason Sisko, and he was listening because he texted me. Yes,
no.
I have a tramp stamp, and it's my own name. LOL. So on top of it,
oh my
being
god, really?
On his back, he had it. It's Sisko on his back in a tramp stamp.
Yeah, I love it.
What's worse, your name just over your ass crack, or your face in a sun on your shoulder?
You know, the face in the sun. If you don't point it out, it wouldn't be as noticeable as just simply, is your last name Sisko? Okay, got it. That's across your back. I get that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say maybe the Sisko on your... The Sisko's worse, probably.
I'm thinking the Sisko is worse. Because I've always liked Jen's... Vinny's brother has a tattoo of himself from 15 years ago. Like, when... When did he get when did his
it's
face
been a long
the tattoo
time.
Look the same?
Him and I
okay?
haven't
was he something funny?
Yeah. Him and I haven't lived next near each other in like since I moved out. We haven't lived together in a long time, but I don't know when he got it, but I do remember him and what you just did is exactly how he showed it to me. You want to see something stupid? And I go, "Okay." And then he pulls his sleeve up and he's looking over his own shoulder where his face is tattooed into the sun on his shoulder.
Yeah. It's such a weird thing, like, to think, okay, I'm going to get a tattoo. I think I'll just get myself in a sun.
And it's even weirder. This is weirder to me. Hey, do your thing. It's your tattoo, right?
Right.
He had them put his goatee in the sun with the, like, I could have seen if it was just his faded facial features in there, like you'd really have to look. But he has a freaking goatee in the tattoo with his face. It's just like,
well, it's what I look like, so I wanted to put what I look like in there. So good.
Whatever. Oh,
super solid.
And right now, it doesn't look like him at all, right? He's wearing long beard.
He just goes, oh, yeah.
Yeah, now he has a beard down to his... He's got
a braid.
ZZ
a
Top
beard,
right?
Mm-hmm. That's funny. That is hilarious. Well, tattoos, they are a thing. And frankly, yep. They each come with a little story, and there's nothing wrong with a bunch of tattoos.
That is when part of young, it. That is exactly part of the interest in it, is that all this stuff's coming with you through your years. So whatever you get is... as a memory and part of that time in your life.
All right. I got a couple things I want to hit here. Neither one of these is really a bad advice. Although in a way, one of them is giving us some advice. This one is just a long time fan, long time S&V listener, circa the mid 90s, summertime morning show tapings at Six Flags when it was still Marine World.
Oh, nice.
I was staff enjoying the show, and you guys were so awesome and kind. I'm hoping for your insight, V Hales, too, if I can have it. Oh, he does want some advice. Sorry, V Hales, not here tonight. Sorry about that. This person says, she is an absolutely beautiful person, inside and out, and has the best laugh I've heard in a hot minute. I'm a 40-something trans guy who recently lost my dad to cancer complications. My family and friends have been largely supportive of my transition. I've been very fortunate. My dad and I have always been incredibly close, and his loss has been devastating. After his passing, at his request, my mom and I read through a journal that he'd kept for years. In it, I read about how hard it was for him to accept my transition. My gender-affirming surgeries were briefly labeled as mutilation, and he talked about how he was losing his daughter of 39 years. However, he also wrote lines like, dozens of people orbiting my son's star, which voiced his support. I'm so torn. Part of me is angry he couldn't just talk to me about his challenges. Part of me realizes that he was probably trying to protect my feelings. All of me is just sad. Am I taking his words the wrong way by thinking he wasn't really supportive of my reality, focusing on the negative? I love and miss my dad so much. It eats me up to have even a hint of resentment toward him. OFOC to the max. Thanks in advance for your thoughts. The Secret Show gives me something to look forward to during my commute to work every afternoon, and the laughs have helped me heal through some really hard months recently. Slurps and boops all around. Trans guy, hashtag I pick the size. Eggplant, winky, tongue out emoji.
Oh.
Yeah. I guess when you get
penis
made for yourself, you get to decide
what
it's going to be.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Okay.
You have to choose.
Huh. I'll start if you guys don't mind. I feel like in a journal, people write their fears and their worries and their triumphs and their private thoughts. And while he was supportive of you as you went through this and clearly loves you and knows that these were choices that you were making, he's entitled to have difficulty. I mean, look, he's making the point, but, you know, for however long you were his daughter, and when you decided to transition to be his son, he did what he could to support you, and sounds like you guys were very close. This isn't you not being close to him. This is you really prying into something that was personal. His thoughts, and as he worked through this, I don't think that you should be mad at him at all. He loved you. Mm-hmm. Loved you and supported you, and everybody has their private thoughts, and you don't think to yourself, someone's going to read this after I die and be devastated by it. Don't be devastated by it. This guy loved you, and you loved him, and he was your dad. I really think that this is one of those things where you should be grateful for the support he gave you and let it go. And love him and remember him the way you thought of him. I'm done.
I guess what I'll share in his defense is even the most 100%, 1,000% supportive parent would struggle with this.
Absolutely.
Anyone would. And any parent, I'll speak for all the parents in the world when I say every parent worries about their kid. And to go through something so big.
Profound.
there would be too many worries to name them all here. That doesn't mean he doesn't support you. That means he loves you and is worried for you. Mm-hmm. I worry about my kids now in my sleep. It's part of the reason I don't sleep. Like, I have new reasons to not sleep. They used to just be, I'm too hyper and can't sort of get myself calmed down. And I've come up with tools to deal with that. And then I had kids and all those tools are gone. And I don't even know that I'll ever have that back. I think it'll just maybe come back to me when I retire or when they're old enough to be worried about their own kids. Maybe that'll be when. But I think that you need to understand that that's... I know someone with a trans kid, and she's doing an incredible job supporting her child. I also know she struggles. It's nerve-wracking to think that someone would...
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric. It's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota. Let's go places.
If your skin, or honestly your nervous system, feels a bit overwhelmed, this is your sign to simplify. I've been reaching for Primally Pure's Blue Tansy products anytime my skin feels reactive, irritated, or just angry. Blue Tansy is naturally this beautiful sky blue oil that helps calm redness, inflammation, and dryness almost immediately. And you feel it working. What I love is that this isn't just skincare. It's a full head-to-toe ritual. From their cult favorite Blue Tansy deodorant to their soothing collection and body oil, everything is designed to work with your body, not against it. Their formulas use real biocompatible ingredients. No fillers, no fragrance, just ingredients your skin actually recognizes and responds to.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Abuse their kid for something they believe is wrong about them. And right. and then they need to fix it. If that makes sense. Maybe that's the wrong wording. I don't know the politically correct wording.
Right. But we're all we're looking through this problem.
But I think that, you know, you couldn't have asked for someone to be, put it this way, it could have been, saying it's not, it could have been a lot worse. Look, people of a certain age came up through a certain time and dealt with certain realities. And some of that stuff includes, you know, shake it off. And all these things about mental health and these things, we've come a long way in a short time where, you know, those people and myself included, I grew up, I got a beating when I did something wrong. That's what the time when I grew up. That doesn't happen anymore.
Well,
you know,
you like to think it doesn't happen.
Not as much.
Child
for sure.
Abuse. There are still abused children.
Absolutely. But I'm just saying that that was normal. Like no one, I mean, my dad would pull me out in front of a store and do that. And no one walked by and went, "What are you fucking doing, dude?" Nobody ever said a thing. So it's just one of those things where,
kid?
What did you do, child?
Yeah, we all get him. He deserves it. I'm just, look, I'm trying to work my way through this, but I'm trying to land in a spot that is, yeah, he loved and supported you. If he struggled with it, that's not for you to judge him on.
Right.
You don't get to judge him on that. He did what he could do. Look, I'll tell you the best thing you can do in a situation where you're not prepared to make a statement or have a fully formulated, mature thought about something is to wait and shut the fuck up. Yep. Because if you speak on something, especially to your child, in a way that isn't careful, those words could bang around in your brain for the rest of your life.
Yep.
Relationships, marriages, plenty of things go poof in an instant. Because they haven't thought it through. They say that thing, and then they see the look on the person's face and realize, oops. He didn't do that to you.
No, he didn't.
And the only reason you know what he was struggling with is because you read his private
journal
stuff.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, I don't think that there's a parent out there. I don't know. I can really only speak for myself. If my kid said, look, I'm transgender and I want to transition to be a woman, I wouldn't be enthusiastic about it. I would think that's going to be difficult. There are potential dangers even just with the surgeries. Like, you know, this is a huge decision to make. As a parent, you would be worried about the well-being of that child. Expecting enthusiasm and utter support, I think is a little bit unrealistic.
Agreed.
You know, he supported you and loved you, and the love didn't change, and is entitled to his private thoughts and worries. You know, him calling it mutilation, I'm sure he was scared to fucking death over what might happen to you during this process. But was he there for you? He fucking was. Like, you shouldn't have read his journal. The end. You shouldn't have read his journal.
Well, look,
because it shouldn't have changed everything that you thought about your dad.
The point I was trying to make about any parent would be worried. It's so multi-leveled, including the surgery and will that come out okay? And then, and this is the thing I would think that any parent, but also any person of a certain age might have in their head would be, what if you regret it and want to change back? That's not possible.
Right.
Like, that's something that he must have thought about, whether or not he wrote that down. I would think about that. I'm sure. Yep. Like, yes, I will support you. I want you to get that surgery if you want it, but let's wait. And I don't know that how that would work out. I'm sure we'd have to get help and therapists and people involved to work everybody through this in a positive way. But I bet you didn't have that then, did you?
Yeah, I think, I actually feel like your dad handled it as well as he could, and his love for you never wavered, and your love for him shouldn't be tainted by reading someone's personal thoughts. It's never going to be exactly what you thought. I mean, that's why they're called personal. Right. You know, those are his thoughts. Anybody else, Alex?
Super heavy, man.
Yeah, very heavy.
I could not agree more with both of what you guys are saying, so I have nothing to say here. I would just be echoing what you're saying.
Yeah, I feel kind of the same way. The only way I can really, like, relate, I guess, is just with, like, my brother coming out, you know. And, you know, our dad had a tough time with that as well. But, you know, after a while, he's become very supportive and, you know, there's no real issues there anymore. But, yeah.
Right, he wrapped his head around it.
Yeah, exactly.
And sometimes that's all it takes. So because, you know, early on, the dad was like, I'm scared for her, her. You know, and there's going to be worry, and you only want the best for your kid. That's a good point. Mm-hmm. You know, even just coming out can be really difficult for someone. Let alone saying, I was born in the wrong body, and I'm going to be making some changes to this car.
It's a lot, and it's almost not even fair to judge a parent for their struggle through this. All the things, as a broadcaster, we've had trans people on, and my questions are endless. Like, I've never gotten to the bottom of my list of questions for someone who's going through that transition.
Yep.
Everything from pre-surgery and how you are to post-surgery. Also, so who are you attracted to? Not because I care from the standpoint that you... there's endless curiosities there.
Yep.
So you were a woman. You've become a man, who you're supposed to be. But do you love women or men? And how does that... Like, that's... It's all very curious.
Right. Well, even when this started just getting really talked about kind of openly, and we're all just exploring it with the rest of the, you know, the world, it was...
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric. It's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota. Let's go places.
Meet your moment of calm. Primally Pure just expanded their Blue Tansy collection, and the new Blue Tansy Body Butter is already a ritual rooted in real life. It's cloud soft, it melts into the skin, and it's made from scratch with real biocompatible ingredients your body actually recognizes. Grass-fed tallow to fortify your skin barrier, mango and shea butters to replenish moisture, and beeswax for a breathable layer of protection. For mornings that feel full, for days that don't go as planned, for moments that seem chaotic, return to calm with skin that feels restored, protected, and buttery soft.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I didn't realize there was such a difference between sexual attraction and sexual identity. Mm-hmm. You know, that like those, they're really not related at all. Like, because I found it confusing that a woman would become a man and then be attracted to men. I assumed she's a lesbian and she wants to be a man for women. Which it just isn't always the case. I mean, probably sometimes it is, right. But her sexual identity was not the same as her sexual choice.
That's my point. There's so many variables in this that it's very interesting.
Very.
But I also would say to anyone who's, you know, judging someone about how they've reacted to this type of thing, you know, for example, my sexuality is so simple. It's so base. It's so normal. It's totally natural to me. So I have trouble. I can't even imagine what it's like to question that. Because so your dad, I'm assuming, is similar in that way, where at a certain age he started getting weird feelings when he was around a girl and was like, oh, this is what I'm into. This is my thing.
Right.
And that's,
well, it's what's natural to any given person. What,
right.
You know?
But I'm saying it's such a part of you. And for someone to have questions or different feelings that aren't the norm, it's, I can see where someone would be like, but how and where and when did you start to, even if it's just a curiosity of how your life experience, right, has laid out, there's interest there. There's curiosities. There's those stories need to be told so we all have a better understanding.
I agree. I'm glad we talk about it now. I mean, truly, I feel like in just in the last 10 years, it's just become so much more accepted and talked about and understood a little bit better. You know, and I'm sure we've stepped in it today. Like, we're just trying to tell you our thoughts, and feel free, Bryn@RadioAlice.com. Tell us why we're assholes.
Get up.
It won't be a surprise to us. But, you know, I hope that this person who wrote trans guy, hashtag I pick the size.
Nice. Lucky.
Yeah. I hope that this was in some way helpful. And I really appreciate you writing in. I think that's a
yeah, thank you.
That's a solid thing right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good bad advice. Yeah. Whether we gave good or bad advice, that was a
well,
great
I think
question.
The advice is let it go. Your dad supported you. Your dad loved you. Your dad could have had a much more aggressive reaction
to
that.
People get thrown out of families for less.
And there are lots of people who would even be justified because they don't understand it and they don't want and they're worried for you and they love you and don't want you to whatever could come of that.
Right.
So I think, yeah, that's the advice. Give your dad a break
and give yourself one, too.
Yep.
Yeah. He loved you. All right. Thanks for listening to today's Secret Show. We've got another one coming up on Friday, and then they all drop as podcasts here on the Odyssey app. So enjoy that. Send emails with questions, responses, whatever is on your mind to Bryn, Bryn, @RadioAlice.com. Vinny, those magic words, please.
The end.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bearers a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.